This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
If you have your Bibles, open your Bibles to Acts 1:8. We are in a series of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I am ministering on traits of a godly mother. That's the title of the sermon. And the Holy Spirit is so good. He gives us ideas. He shows us how to do things. Amen. Any good I do up here, it's the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so the series that I've been ministering on is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the bottom line is this, is that the Lord revealed to me that the Holy Spirit and attributes of the Holy Spirit is very kin to a mother. And so when you think about the Holy Spirit, you can really think about your mother. And I like what it says in John 16:7, the Amplified. I'm going to throw Steve off because I was going to go to Acts 1:8. Well, let's go to Acts 1:8. You got it set up? You're getting there. Amen. And if you have your Bibles, just open your Bibles to Acts 1:8. If you have your devices, just, you know, who reads their Bible on their phone? On their iPad. Glory to God. Amen. And then you got the Bible here. Amen. And so Acts 1:8 Amplified says this, "But you shall receive power." And I love how it amplifies it. "Ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the ends of the very bounds of the earth." So the Holy Spirit empowers each one of us to do a job. Amen. And I really believe that every mother is empowered to be a mother. I can't do all that. I can, but I don't think I can do it as well as my wife. My wife can change a diaper much better than me. and she's so efficient in cooking and things of that nature. And I really believe as mothers, you are anointed, even though sometimes you don't feel like you are. And you're at the end of your rope at times. And mothers, you ever been at the end of your rope? And sometimes we all have been there. Amen. But the Holy Spirit helps us. Amen. And that's what we need. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to just talk to you about the Holy Spirit as well as mothers and how it's akin to one another. Now, in John 16:7, this is Jesus, and he's talking about going to the cross, and he's talking about, you know, that he's going to be sending a comforter, amen, the Holy Spirit. And he says in John 16:7, the Amplified, and some people say the Amplified, you know, version is the woman's version because it has more words, but we'll continue. Amen. Ladies like to talk more than men. They don't. Some men like to talk more than ladies. I got a room full of ladies in here. I might get booed in a few moments. Amen. Some men do talk more than women, don't they? Yes. Amen. Some ladies saying yes. Okay, no more jokes. Well, you know, let me just say this. Mothers teaches the children, you know, about patience, you know, that they normally, when one of the children mess up in the house, they normally say, "Just wait until your dad gets home." Amen. So, you know, the mothers teach us about time relativity. If you don't do your homework, I'm going to knock you into next week. So mothers really are there to help guide us. Amen. But let's look at this in John 16:7. It says, "But I tell you the truth," this is Jesus, "it is your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper," and I like the way the Amplified puts the Holy Spirit as the helper, "the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, the standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be close fellowship with you." So I really like this, and I'm going to take what the Holy Spirit is and relay it as to mothers this morning. And number one, godly mothers, they are helpers. Amen. The Holy Spirit is our helper. the Holy Spirit will help us. I like to say the Holy Spirit helps me remember. Amen. You ever forget and the Holy Spirit reminds you about something? You don't think it's the Holy Spirit. You think it's, oh, man. You ever walking out of your house and you turn back around because you forgot your wallet or you forgot something that was important? Amen. Well, I really believe that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. And mothers tend to remind us about things. Isn't that right? Mothers like to remind us about things that we might be missing, and that's what mothers do. Amen. And I like this, and that mothers are our helpers. And I like in Matthew 8, 14 and 15, Jesus has been ministering all day, and he came into Peter's house. And in 14 and 15 of Matthew, he saw Peter's wife's mother lying sick with a fever. And the Bible says that Jesus touched Peter's mother-in-law, and the fever left her. So Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. And this is interesting. It says that she arose and served them. That is very interesting. Because, you know, things are not put in the Bible just to fill up space. You know, Jesus healed the mother-in-law, and she immediately got up. And mothers, they have a servant's heart. They have a way about them about serving. When I would come into the house, and some of you know, mothers, are you hungry? Can I get you something to eat? Have you ever noticed that? Mothers, they want to nurture. And the Holy Spirit's like that too. The Holy Spirit is, he wants to feed you. He wants to give you a good word in due season. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will enlighten a word. Maybe a minister is speaking and you're like, I just needed that. Or maybe a scripture that as we send out on hopefully every day, sometimes we miss, but you get a scripture every day, that scripture speaks to you. I remember that we sent a scripture out and to one of the we sent them out to all the families that are on our text list. And one of the ladies called and said that scripture really helped her out. She really needed it, and it was a Spirit-led scripture. And so what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit will give us words of encouragement. But we got to be open to hear. Amen? Sometimes we're not open to hear. So God is always trying to help us. Amen? And mothers are like that. They like to serve. Amen? I think about that. I think about my grandmother. Both my grandmothers, they were both servants. They loved to cook. Grandma Gross, she loved to make cookies and pies and all that. She was always cooking dinner. And then my grandmother Lambert, I remember we would go to North Carolina because that's from my dad lived in North Carolina, and she would always be up early in the morning making breakfast, sausage and all that. I don't know if John remembers any of that or George. And early, before everybody was up, you could just smell the food cooking. Mothers are amazing. They're like that. Amen. And some of you are mothers out here and say, I don't do that. No, but I'm going to say this. Some of you mothers are working. You're not only trying to help with the children. And I know we have Mr. Moms in here too. So we'll take our hats off to the Mr. Moms in here. Amen. But we got it. We got a lot of times the mothers are working, and it's a two, you know, a workforce household, so that both parents have to take up the slack, amen? And so it's nothing, I mean, it's amazing that the ladies work too, and they can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan, and they will never let their man ever forget that they're a man, right? And some of these ladies, you ladies are out there doing it, and that's amazing. That's amazing, and so it's part of a servant's heart, amen. Godly mothers like the Holy Spirit are comforters. You know, it's amazing to me when my little boy Christopher, when he falls and he skins his knee, he doesn't come running to daddy, he comes running to mommy, and he runs past me, and I'm like, oh, I'm here. And he runs right past me to mom. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with me? I can give hugs almost as good as mom. But there's nothing more awesome about a mother's love. There's a tenderness. But there's a father has a tenderness too. But a lot of times father says, shake it off. You know how fathers are. Shake it off. You be fine. You know, because you know, us fathers want to toughen up our kids, right? But the mom is always, you know, oh, it's okay. And then, of course, you know, then I would never say this, but my wife would say, you want me to get a Band-Aid and put it on? And, yeah, get a Band-Aid and put it on my foot. You know, it's barely even a scratch. Amen. And but, you know, mothers do that. They know how to love their children. Same thing with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows how to comfort us in those times where we're stressed, where we need a touch from God. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today?
Amen.
I mean, the Holy Spirit is, and mothers, they're alike. And I like this and in this passage in Genesis 24:67, and this is about Isaac. And Isaac just lost his mother. His mother just passed away, and he's grieving. And so Abraham is still around, and he sent his servant to get a wife for Isaac, Rebekah. And it says here, and Isaac brought Rebekah into his mother's Sarah's tent, and she became his wife. And he loved her deeply, and she was a special comfort to him after the death of his mother. And I'm going to say this, ladies, mothers, wives, you can be such a special comfort to your husbands. And you know, because us guys, you know, we like to act like we got it all together. But sometimes things are falling apart and we don't say anything about it. But it's so important to have a godly wife that can discern these things and that can talk to their husbands, amen, that can minister to their children. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm doing a better preaching than I'm hearing the amens in here, amen. And so it's sort of that mothers have an intuition, you know, they just have this knowing a lot of times, where us men, sometimes we're unaware. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes we can be unaware. I know men can be discerning too. And number three, godly mothers are advocates for their children and their spouse. And that means that they defend their children. There's an old saying, you know, I can talk about my children, but you don't talk about my children. In other words, you know, when somebody else is talking about your children, you say, wait a minute. But you have the right to say something. But you're not going to be saying anything negative. Amen. You're going to be speaking the positive. What I love about my mom is that I don't think I very rarely heard her say anything negative to us as we were growing up. Never. I can't remember her telling me that I was a blockhead or that I was a knucklehead or that, you know, I'm not going to amount to anything. Both my parents never said anything like that. They've always encouraged us and told us what we could be. Amen. And thank God for godly parents. And some of you maybe grew up, you didn't have a godly a mom or a dad. And maybe they didn't treat you the way that you needed to be treated. But God can make up for that. Amen. And God can reveal his love to you even in the later years of the love that you didn't receive even when you were a child. God can make the wrong things right. But you got to give it to God. You got to you know, release any hurt or anger that you may have because your parents didn't do all the right things. Don't blame your past, because you keep blaming your past, you'll never move into the future that God has for you. Let go of that. Amen. Because all Christianity is all about the new beginning. Say today is the first day of the rest of my life. So the Bible says every morning God's mercies are what? are new or renewed. Amen. Every morning. That because I really believe, I'm so glad that God gave us seasons and time. Amen. Because, you know, they say time heals all wounds. I don't know about all that, but I think the Holy Spirit can heal all wounds. There's people that have been wounded and stay wounded for many, many years. I don't know if time heals all wounds, but the Holy Spirit can heal your wounds. Amen. So if you've had parents, you know, that may have treated you wrong, they've only done what they knew best, what they could do at that time. And it's probably how they were raised. Amen. But we don't have to treat our family that way. We can walk in love. Amen. So godly mothers are advocates. They defend. Amen. I like what it says in Isaiah 54:17. It says here that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, this is God speaking to us. Maybe you're feeling like things are coming against you. Maybe you're feeling that things aren't working out. Well, God's not coming against you. Some people preach God is doing everything, the bad, the good, and the ugly. You know, and everything comes from God. I was listening to this one preacher the other day, and he was saying, I slipped and fell and hurt myself, and God needed to get my attention. I'm so glad that God did that to me. No, God doesn't trip you up. Right. Amen. Amen. But it's a theology that everything comes from God. No, not everything comes from God. The Bible said that every good gift comes from the Father of light above, where there's no variation or changing or turning a shadow. So what does that mean? That means, and then the next line, James saying, is don't be deceived. Amen. Don't be deceived. In other words, don't think that God is doing it to us. No, the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our standby. Amen. And so we see this, that godly mothers are advocates. They stand for their children. And as we see, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Now, this is one of my favorite parts. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So what that tells me is that God defends us. In other words, when the devil is trying to, see, the Bible says the devil actually means accuser of the brethren. And what the devil tries to do is he accuses us before the Father day and night about our actions. But you know what? We're not judged solely on our actions. We're judged really on based on the blood of Jesus and our heart's motives. You know, you can make a mistake, not meaning it from your heart, but out of your head, you can make a mistake, and God judges your heart and not the outward mistake. Amen. Am I preaching today? In other words, if you have a heart to do right and you mess up and you say the wrong thing, God doesn't judge us severely like that. He's a God of hearts. Amen. So, an intent. So, I love this. It says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me. Our righteousness, our goodness is from God. Amen. Any good that we do, it's because God motivates us. We always got to go back to God. God is the one that motivates us to do the good. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? And so, we see here that godly mothers defend their children, and so God defends us. Amen. Number four, godly mothers are intercessors. This is really, really powerful because, you know, I really believe that, and you may say, what does that mean? That's to stand in the gap for somebody. That's to pray for somebody. And it's interesting. If you're a godly mother, you are a prayer warrior. Amen. And you may say, well, I don't pray as much as I need to. Well, none of us pray as much as we need to. But if you are a godly mother, you pray. You pray for your spouse. You pray for your children. And you may say, well, I'm kind of behind on that. Well, start today, especially if they're getting on your nerves. Start praying for your spouse. Start praying for your children if you haven't started. And godly mothers are prayers. You know, I you know, we just celebrated, we're celebrating Mother's Day and celebrating my mom being a mother and raising me and, of course, my other brothers up. And all of us are in church right now, the whole family. None of us are out in the world. My sister's involved in church. My other brother that lives, my sister that lives in North Carolina is involved in church and works for the church. My brother, Joel, works for a Christian university, and he's involved in church, amen, with his wife. And so everybody in the family, the Bible says if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he gets old, he will not depart. So part of our responsibility as parents, as mothers, is to raise up our children. That's why it's so important to come to church and get them into Sunday school and get them into, get a good foundation, because the world is cruel. Amen. And you need to help your children to be founded on the rock.
Right.
Amen. I just thought I'd throw that in there. It wasn't part of my notes. And so we see that godly mothers are intercessors. I love this in Romans 8:26, because the Holy Spirit helps us to intercede for our families. And it says in Romans 8:26, and it says the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Have you ever came up against a situation and you didn't know how to pray? Have you ever been in a situation that it was a tough situation and you didn't know what to do? Well, you know, the Holy Spirit can help us. The Holy Spirit can help us pray out in the Spirit and pray out those things that need to be prayed. Glory to God. And mothers are the same way. Mothers are prayer warriors. My mom, received a track from Brother Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and it was a track on claiming your children for the kingdom of God. And so she got that, and she wrote all her names and prayed the prayer, and she put it in her jewelry box. And you know, we all didn't get saved a week later. We didn't get saved 2 weeks later. Can somebody say 10 years? 10 years later, we all came into the faith. All of us got saved all in 1 year. Is that amazing? All baptized in the Holy Spirit all in 1 year. And God did it all in 1 year. That is amazing. And I was probably the toughest nut to crack, because I was like the last one to come in. Amen. I know my brother George got saved. He knew I was out there. He was trying to get me to church. He was bringing some friends over, some Christian friends to talk to me about the Lord and all that. And I was like, I'm good. I'm the religious man. I'm a Sunday morning man, and the rest of the week the devil has me, and I'm good with that. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm the religious man. There's a lot of religious people in church. They go to church for that 1 hour, but they live like the devil the rest of the week. And you can't be living like that, amen? You got to finally turn it over to God. You got to put God in proper perspective. And I'm telling you, he will take you places you never can get to those places yourself. Do you believe that today? And so, praise God. So, godly mothers are intercessors. And it's interesting to me that she prayed. We all got saved. And then I asked her yesterday, I said, Mom, what you doing? I think it was yesterday or the day before. She says, I'm walking on the treadmill and praying for the family. I'm walking on the treadmill and praying for the family. Wow. Some of us, that have godly parents, we don't realize the reason why we're still walking around here is because of the prayers of our moms and dads. We don't realize that might be holding us up. You may not realize, husbands, that your prayers of your wife is keeping you from going to the funny farm. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? We don't realize the grace that we're walking in because people are praying for us. You don't realize that the divine protection that is happening because there's intercession going forth and divine angels are guarding us from the enemy from trying to kill us. Thank God. Somebody said, it seems as if, John Wesley said it this way, it seems as if God can't do anything unless somebody prays. That's what John Wesley believed that. He raised up the, he said, it seems as if God can't do anything. And then there's a scripture that says that God looked for somebody to stand in the gap, to keep judgment from coming. And the Bible says that he couldn't find anybody. But say I'm the person. Say God can count on me. So God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap so that our children won't go the wayside. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? And so godly mothers are intercessors. And my mom was praying for the family. Why she? See, you can walk on the treadmill and pray at the same time. You can be driving in your car and praying. I don't have time to pray. Do you know how much time you spend in the car driving back and forth to go do errands and all that? Are you hearing what I'm saying today? No, there's no excuse. You can be praying all the time. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? And I like this because it says in James 5:16, it says here, confess your sins each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And this is what I really want to focus on. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Think about that. The earnest prayer of a righteous person. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Of a righteous, has great power and produces wonderful results. What is he saying? You may say, well, Pastor, I'm not righteous. You're going based on your actions, but the Bible says if you receive Christ, you're in right standing with God and you're righteous. Amen. So you have just as much power as the pastor. Of course, my mom would beg to differ, but you have, in prayer, you have just as much power. Say, I believe that. Godly mothers are counselors. Amen. Have you ever gotten advice from your mother that you didn't ask for? Husbands, have you gotten some advice from your wife that you didn't ask for? I told you, you need to take care of this. Right? Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying today? But godly mothers are counselors. A counselor is a person that gives guidance and fresh perspective. I remember I gave this story before that I was in Bible school and I was, you know, this is my second year in Bible school and I was in Oklahoma. And the first year I didn't go out back home for Christmas for school break. And so now I'm going into the second year and I'm sitting in class and my roommate said to me, are you going to see your family for school break? And I said, oh, no, I'm too busy. I got work and I'm in retail sales and I can't get away. You know, and then the Holy Spirit says, why don't you want to go see your family? Well, I'm sitting there, you know, in Bible school. Why don't you want to see your parents? I was like, what? Where's that coming from? You know, I had to look behind me. You know, it was just a question. Why? Because the Holy Spirit sometimes will give you a question. The Holy Spirit will ask you a question. Why don't you want to do this? I said, well, because, you know, I just made up some, you know, phone, you know, it's just going to be too much of a hassle, really. And the Holy Spirit will reveal to you your true thoughts, right? And basically, I said to the Holy Spirit, I don't see how I'm going to get blessed in going out there. It's going to cost me. It's going to cost me a plane ticket. It's going to cost me trying to get out of work. It's going to be too much of a price. I don't see where it's going to benefit me. Can I be honest? Has anybody ever been like that? And that's kind of was my thought. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you don't go to get blessed. You go to be a blessing. I said, what, Holy Spirit? You mean I'm supposed to be a blessing? Yeah, sometimes we come to church and we say, well, I don't see how I'm going to get blessed at church. I'm doing good. Maybe God's calling you to come to church not to be blessed, but to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. Just your presence, just a handshake, a hug, a word in due season, just to somebody seeing you here, knowing that you're still in the fight of faith, can encourage them. It's not all about me. Amen. And sometimes we think it's all about us. All right? No, no. Maybe it's about being a blessing to somebody else. And in that blessing, we get blessed. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you today? Amen. And so we got to get a revelation of that. So we see that godly mothers are counselors, and the Holy Spirit is a counselor. The Holy Spirit will give us a fresh perspective on things. Sometimes that's what all we need is a fresh perspective. You know, mothers will do the same thing. They will give a fresh perspective. Amen. I like what happened in John 2, Gospel of John 2, 1 through 5. And this is really interesting. This is Jesus' first miracle. And this is amazing. And that, you know, what's interesting about Jesus' first miracle, that his mother was instrumental in getting that first miracle moving forward. Is that amazing? You think Mary, the mother of Jesus, was instrumental in getting his first miracle out there. Is that amazing? So what am I saying to you today? I'm saying that as mothers, you can be the one to push your children into greatness. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? You can be, wives, you can be the one to push your husbands into greatness. Are you listening to what I'm saying today? Just an encouraging word. You know, it's something about a woman's love can change a man. A woman's love can change their children. Just the right word. I remember I was in school, and I was kind of a dork in school, and kind of dorkish, and, you know, just trying to figure out who I was. And I had, you know, a really ugly haircut at the time. It was kind of the Let It Be look. It looked like a Dutch boy haircut. It was long. It was kind of the 70s. Anybody remember the 70s? It was kind of an ugly era. And it was like you just grow your hair out long and everything. And we had kind of a Dutch boy haircut. And my mom was still giving, my mom would cut my hair. Moms do a lot of stuff. She'd cut the hair. And I remember that this was one girl, I was in class, and she said, "You'd really be good looking if you got your hair cut." She didn't say it that way. She said, "You'd be something else." And I said, "What? Perspective. Perspective. I guess I was a loser, you know, in her eyes until I got my hair cut. Just the right haircut. Just packaging it right. Just throwing on the double-breasted." You hear what I'm saying? Can make all the difference, right? Just having that hanky, right? Amen. Israel, you know, he likes to dress up. He looks pretty sharp over there, you know. Glory to God. And so just the right. And so I remember I saw a person with the right haircut, wings and feathered back hair. Do you remember that in the 70s? Wings. You had the wings and the feathered back hair. Anybody ever had the wings in here? And do you know what I'm talking about? They kind of, you know, you part your hair in the middle and wings. It's feathered back. Beautiful. You know. Afros were in too. Amen. And let me make this a multicultural. The fro was in the 70s too. And the platform shoes. Got to have the cork platform shoes, right? Amen. And so I saw this guy and I said, "I want to get my hair cut." And I saw him. He looked like a sharp dude. I said, "Where do you get your hair cut?" He told me. I went down there. The whole family watched me to get my hair cut. And it came out so nice. My brother George said, "I want my hair cut too, man." And my other brother said, "I'm not going to have Mom cut my hair anymore." And I'm telling you, after that, I'm telling you, the Lamberts had a name in high school. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? What am I saying? The Holy Spirit can help us. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit can help us. He can dress us up. He can make us look great. Amen? Even though we may not be that great. Amen. So we see that. So godly mothers are counselors, amen. They give guidance and fresh perspective. That fresh perspective of that girl telling me I need to get my hair cut boosted my self-confidence, because I had low self-confidence in school. I didn't think much of myself. But now when I got my hair cut and then I said I need to start wearing OP wear, Ocean Pacific and Lightning Bolt and started getting into the fashions. Then, you know, my confidence came up. Now, I know is it the man that makes the clothes or is it the clothes that make the man? Oh, we'll continue with the message. But are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? The Holy Spirit will give you confidence. Yes, because it really comes down to this. It doesn't really matter what people think. What really matters is what God thinks about you. I'm getting over that. I can almost wear a holy t-shirt and flip-flops at the store, where before I would be nervous about people thinking bad of me. Now I can almost wear a crappy-looking shirt. And isn't that how most people dress? Oh, we'll continue. We'll continue. So godly mothers are counselors. So we see this, that Jesus here, his first miracle is turning water to wine. And it says here, on the third day, there was a wedding in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus' disciple was invited to the wedding, and when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." And his mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." So, you know, it's funny about mothers. You can say something to a mom, and she doesn't even hear you. Go take out the garbage. "But mom, I got to do my..." Go take out the garbage. She doesn't hear you. You know, Mary, you know, Jesus said, "Hey, my time has not come." And Mary says, "I got some faith, son." And then she gave some direction to the servants. Go do whatever Jesus tells you to do. What did Mary do? She set some expectation out there. Even though Jesus said, "It's not my time." And Jesus was, you know, I could go a little deeper into the subject, but Jesus did the miracle. He provided the wine. He set the stage right. Mothers want to make things right. They were out of wine. There was that's an embarrassment to the wedding party. And so Mary was trying to fix things. Mothers try to fix things. Amen. Mothers are strengtheners. Amen. They undergird the families through moral support. They're strengtheners. Godly mothers are standbyers, if that's a word. I'm going to make it up this morning. Standbyers. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit is he stands by us. Amen. And so I love that song, "Stand By Me." It's not a Christian song, but it's a beautiful song. "Stand By Me." And mothers stand by their children. Amen. I think about Mary, and I think about how Jesus was at the cross and he was dying on the cross. And the Bible said that Mary was there at the foot of the cross with Jesus. Mary was there at Jesus' worst time in history. Mary was standing there. His mother was there to strengthen, to undergird Jesus. Think about that. And, you know, I remember times when I've been at my lowest points and I would be talking to my mom or crying on her shoulder about maybe a relationship, or I broke up with my girlfriend. I remember one time I broke up with my girlfriend and I was broken up, and my mom was there to comfort me. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit's here for us. And no matter what we might be going through in our lives, the Holy Spirit will help us, and he will comfort us. Amen. And he will counsel us, and he will strengthen us, and he will be our standby, and he will be our very present help in time of need, just like mothers. Glory to God. And I'm going to say this, you're never alone out here. You may feel at times that you're by yourself. You might be a single person, and you may, don't ever say, "Oh, I'm alone." You're never alone. I'm telling you, because you got the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside of you, the comforter that's standing with you in times of need, in times of trials, in times where when you feel like you're going to go bananas, the Holy Spirit is there. Just like your mother. And I'm going to say this to you today, that Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Let go of your past. Let go of the hurts. Let go of those things. Let go of the regrets. Mothers, you may not have been the most godly mother raising up your children, but let go of the regrets. You did only the best that you could do at that time that you did it. Glory to God. You can start right now. Maybe you're not being the mother that you need to be. You can start today. You can start praying. You can start giving words of encouragement. You can start doing these things that are blessings to the family. And you can start doing it today. You can start creating a godly heritage in your families. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? So I want to encourage you this week to start praying for your families. I want to encourage you this week, maybe get into reading the Bible with your children. I want to encourage you to get God into the family any way you can. And you're probably already doing it, but continue to do it. Continue, parents, to bring your children to church on Sunday mornings. So they can have a fresh perspective of faith. So that they can, when they grow up, they can have a firm foundation against the onslaughts of the evil one that tries to come against each one of us in different times of our lives. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you today? Did you receive it this morning? Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I just thank you for your mercies and your goodness this morning. I thank you first and foremost for the mothers that are here that are tirelessly doing things to be a blessing to their families. And Father, I'm asking for a special blessing on the mothers. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there's those that are watching online this morning and those that may be here in the audience. Maybe you're a visitor or maybe you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Well, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. And maybe you know you need Jesus to direct your life. So if that's you today, you know that you need Jesus on the throne of your heart. I want you to pray this simple prayer, and this simple prayer will help you move forward in God, and so you can walk in the very best that God has for you, that you can walk out the callings of God in your life. Say this and mean your heart. Say, "Dear God, I believe, Jesus, you died on the cross for my sins. Jesus, I believe you're raised from the dead for my justification. Today, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your love, peace, and joy today. In Jesus' name, amen."
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.